Not on Earth at this time? No. Okay. Now what is going to take place at this level? I know I must go through a thing called birth, but I don't know how. Is there any instruction for you? Are the new teachers there for you? I find helpers. B, you came to our planet. Now, will you tell me about the approach to our planet? How you, 175, Chapter 8, the Wanderers came to be here. Does the ship come down and land right on the planet? MMNN, no. We're in the spirit. Yes. Tell me what happened. How did you get out of the ship? We're just not needed in the ship anymore. And what happens to the ship? I don't know. Do you? Does the door? Does IT stop and, we are, there is no need for doors at this stage. So you just dematerialize from the ship. Do you come directly to Earth then? No. What happens? Do you stop in the higher, spiritual dimension for a while? There is waiting. Watching. Can you make any connection with anyone that you knew then and anyone you know now? Pause, I can only tell by. I don't see people. Feel presences, you found somebody, didn't you? On the spirit plane. WHO? Mother and father. Mother. Beautiful. Spirit, dear soul. Dear soul, SHE came to Earth before you died. You waited for her, didn't you? And your father. Therefore, they knew each other too, didn't they? It was planned. 176, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. It was planned that they would come to be your parents, is this correct? I chose them. Okay. They chose me too. See, very well. I want you to go back to the spiritual plane, from the other planet, the by itself in its entirety. WHO leaves first, you or your mate? My mate. And you wait a while? I'm looking for the right people. I was waiting for the correct challenge. Did you make the decision on your own? Completely. A, I want you to find WHO selected your mother and father, and WHY. WHY this particular time, WHY this particular location. First of all, the parents. Did you select those two people by yourself, or did you have help from your helper? It seems to have been my choice. So our three other worlders come to Earth, having chosen their parents and gone through birth. It is apparently the plan that apples come to Earth in groups who, if they can recognize each other and remember their mission, will then be able to help each other and work together in harmony. It was quite amazing to me as I gathered the second and third of these regressions to find the same report of mutual acquaintance in the previous life. It is a story of at least five people, so I must fill you in on the other two. In addition to the three subjects, there is a man, named Here D, and a man named Here E. Perhaps the most amazing detail of these mutually agreeing reports was the fact that He, who had never known E, named him as an acquaintance, a member of her family on Otherworld. He is now dead, and, 177, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. There is no possible way she could ever have known him. She had, however, heard his name mentioned by C. And from this slight knowledge she tentatively identified him in her regression. Let's look at this place that you are leaving. Let me come back down to the child. Pause, can you see the ones WHO will be going? Can you tell me now if there are any more that you will know upon Earth? There is a male type standing beside me. He is happy with me. We are watching. We are looking at the ships. They have not started to load the people, our brothers and sisters, inside yet. We. I know him, he is my mate for a short time. I do not know him. I do not get to see him on Earth. And yet he will. His presence will be everywhere. He will be next to me when I have a new mate. He is working. He will be working on a different level. Therefore I do not get to see him. And yet he will direct, help watch over me and my mate. Is there anyone else there that you meet on Earth? I am trying to place the names. The Earth names of D and D. I am trying to see where they come from, if they are from my planet or from someplace else. Pause, D is from my planet, though I do not know him. Pause, no. D is not from my planet. He will be a communicator between his peoples and all the peoples who are joining in this endeavor. He will be most necessary, most comforting to me on earth. We will all be there. He is from some place else. I do not know. And yet he will know about me. He will know about all of those who show him, who look into his eyes. He will be able to recognize. He will be like the watershed, that many of us will pass over, and go on to where we will be of most use. I see. She is grown now. She is very close to me. For some reason I feel that I should be much older. And yet age has been suspended. Do you see anyone else? Not here on the platform. 178. Chapter 8. The Wanderers. Do any others train with you for the same purpose? I do not see others doing what the teachers and I are doing. But there are others. There are others that will help me. We will help each other in bringing this knowledge out. Describe the others. Long pause. I am sorry for the delay. I was dissolved. I am trying to see the others. The only way to do it while I am still in the cave is to dissolve. Long pause. I do not see them yet. It is very easy for you to see one of them. Pause. The man beside me, who came in with me, I am not sure whether he is going to be there, on earth with me, for, as I am told, people cannot see invisible things, or they only see things that they want to see. I am trying to. But it's hard. I think. To go back and forth. He will be with me, and because I am still here on this planet and not on Earth, I cannot talk as if I'm on Earth. I know general things about Earth, for Earth is just one stage, and all peoples go through that stage, and it is an understanding. So therefore I know because of meditations I may or I may not see this person, but he is in reality always with me. I am not sure now of other peoples. I know I will have. I know we will have a group on this planet, but that will come later, much later. I am, as far as age go on this planet, which is simply an appearance, I am a child. These friends, I have the impression, will come later. Perhaps they are being trained like I. They do not know, either. But I am very split because I have the understanding of the universe, and yet I am dumb and unable to speak. Speaking is not necessary here. But I accept all that the teachers give me here, because they are the reality and I am theirs. Let's move from the time you are in now, forward approximately 1/10 of your experience on that planet. You will move forward at the count of 3, I will snap my fingers, and you will be able to see. 1, 2, 3, snap. Describe your experience. I am with other people now. We are all sitting down. We are laughing. There seem to be 5 of us plus 2 teachers. 179. Chapter 8. The Wanderers. Do you recognize any of them? I recognize vibrations. Do you know any of them that are here on the earth life with you? Yes. WHO are they? B and C. They are on each side of me. We seem to have finished eating. Is there anyone else that you recognize? There's 2 male types, but I don't make out their impressions or vibrations yet. Is this group similar to the group that comes to your place, to the cave, to meditate? It doesn't seem to be. It is hard for me to say. There are other groups. Seems there are 5 of us. But it's hard for me to say if there are not other groups on our planet like us. It is hard to think of others than us. There is no struggle on your planet? No. It is a struggle within yourself, of your own knowledge of the task that is before us. Well, go ahead and tell me more about the struggle, about the task, how you leave, and where you plan to go. We must go there without our memories, people who have forgotten everything and will have to grow again. But these 5 people will go together and will know of each other. B, where are you going? Do you go to a different planet? Which planet? We come to Earth. 180. Chapter 8. The Wanderers. Which other planets would you have had the option of going to? Were there many other planets you could have gone to? Or other entities come from? How many planets are involved in this system? Sand. As many? We. Pause. We are needed here. Now, by saying sand, are you saying like grains of sand? As many as sand. as many planets as there are grains of sand. So it is just infinite then. You are all together. All right. The person you know as D. Is he in your past?
He was one with us.
Was he on the ship?
N. I don't know. He was one with us in the temple.
He was in the temple?
In.
That, family.
And I believe in the temple.
Was he the instructor you were talking about?
The older teacher?
I. Now don't let me lead you.
You be sure.
Don't say so because I suggest it.
You can easily say he's not.
I know it.
I think so.
I think the love was the same.
WHO was one of his assistants, that you may know?
I believe C.
was a handmaiden.
I believe behind the altar the day that we all were there.
The person we know as A?
I think A. had to do with the place that we ate.
The place that we gathered.
I believe.
That she served us.
181. Chapter 8. The Wanderer's C was your next, shall we say, reincarnation on Earth?
Yes.
A C?
Yes.
WHO was your mate?
D.
I would like for you to remain on that plane for a moment. Divide part of your attention back on the planet that you were on before you came here, part of your attention to where you are right now, part to the plane to which you will go.
D has been with you on the spiritual plane and on the other planet.
He was your mate.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Look at other entities, now. Relate people you know now back on the spiritual plane or any other place you have ever been.
Do you find others?
A whole lot of them, it seems like.
An awful lot of people I know.
E. He's dead.
He was a brother.
B.
A.
Wait.
O was my mother in the body.
J was a brother.
B.
B. I know.
She was my sister.
Where?
In the clan.
A sixth person, J, was mentioned by two, but not by the third, as being part of the clan and of this mission.
It is possible that he was sent to take the place of E, after his death, though this is never said by any of the subjects.
182, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Now, this mission which has been talked about, what is it?
Williamson describes it thusly. So there are several million people in the world that have nothing to do with this world as far as learning anything from it that they haven't already acquired. They either pass through many lives on the Earth planet itself, or they learn the same lesson on another world similar to our Earth. At any rate, they are far ahead of the average Earth man or woman.
Why do they come back?
The answer is, because they want to help. They feel that there is something far more beautiful for man on Earth to attain. 13 and Ospeckers this, to serve others, is to do good unto others, to help them, to teach them, to give them joy and comfort. This is the service of Jehovah. But good works alone are not sufficient to attain the highest grades, for they require knowledge and the capacity to unfold others. To accomplish which, those of the higher grades shall oft return to the lower and learn to lift them up. For this is that which calleth the Aetherians in the times of resurrections, wherein the righteous, who are yet mortal, begin at once lifting up their fellows, which labor is to the spirit as exercise is to the mortal body, that which giveth strength.
Judge then thyself, O man of the earth, as to the place thy spirit will rise in the time of thy death. 14 And here are C and B talking about the mission. C, you decided to come back to the earth, then.
For what reason?
Two reasons.
I knew that I wanted to help this planet.
It is in a bad way.
And a lot of people that I hear are calling out.
They want help very badly, and you can't help unless you are in the body here.
It's very intense here.
There's no way to get into there.
Enough to help, without infringing on free will, unless you're in the body.
There are no easy solutions here.
And the other reason for coming back?
It was my own criticism of myself that I did not know how to give without receiving.
I felt that I needed an experience that would express what I knew without expecting a return.
183, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Be, do you have something else to learn, or something to teach?
Something to bring forth in your life?
Teaching is learning,
that is one.
They're both one.
Now are you fulfilling your assignment in some way now?
About to.
All the pieces are ready.
Not quite ready.
Gathering together.
They are gathering.
This is a gathering time. The things that I must work with are not all gathered yet but are coming. Now, what is the next development? When will this plan be put into effect? A meeting. One piece, is a meeting, soon. Ah. Only one piece. Other pieces, gradually, will come. 4 years to do it. Where will the meeting take place? I don't know. That's only one piece of it. But that will bring threads together, some of them. What will be the result of the meeting, the final outcome? More threads joining. To complete. Again, magnetism, electric, it has to do with the same threads, those threads, joining. And so now is the time when the threads are beginning to come together, not only for this little band of apples but for so many others. We have sought slowly to bring to you information relevant to the times in which you now find yourselves. We have sought through many of our channels, our peoples walking the surface of your planet, to present through all avenues open to us, whether these be that which you term fiction or fact, data or imagination, something of the change which is about to take place. 15 It is indeed a strange story. Yet it will ring true to the many who read this who themselves have a feeling that they were put here on Earth to help. Somehow, some way, someday, the Confederation would say, meditate, and your purpose will unfold, from within. 184, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Are subject, A, far more than the other two, was focused during her regression sessions on the purpose of her coming here, and the precise reasons for which she had chosen this time in which to journey here. To close this chapter, I let a meditative wanderer speak about her mission on Earth. Can you tell me anything more about D.W.H. why he came, or? Yes, he comes before I do. W.H.Y.? Do you know W.H.Y. he does this? He will. It will be necessary for him to be there at the so-called dawning of our appearance. This. He will need the time also before any of us arrive to make his own advancements and to be ready for us. He will also know and convey information about the peoples on Earth. He will understand once again, as we all will, of the delicateness of free will, and the ways to help the people rather in a sneaky way. It is a beautiful thing, if I may relate what I am thinking about here on the platform, it is a beautiful thing that all these peoples are coming to this one planet. And I sincerely pray, as I do each day, that the people will realize the fantastic thing that the Infinite Creator is allowing. We feel very blessed in our hearts. Do you know why you go to Earth at this time? Is this a specific time for Earth? All I can say. It is a feeling that we all have. Feelings and vibrations from everything and everywhere. We receive also. It is a feeling like giving birth. It is time for Earth to be born. She has gone through many times of labor, many hard stages of development, but giving birth. Hopefully, the planet will live. But if it is the will of the Infinite Creator, the Earth may not. We do because it is. No one guesses at the Infinite Creator. But we develop, we have our task, and we do this because it is our task. We need to pass tests. We need to achieve oneness, dissolution in the Infinite Creator, just as all peoples. We come to help give birth to the Earth. But we cannot give it life. That is the free will that is the communication between the Creator and all the Earth. Not just in the voices of the people, it is in invisible and the unheard of. The tiny, tiny places inside of each person and each thing that communicates to. 185, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. The Infinite Creator's will. And we can only help each of those tiny places realize its kingdom and its glory. And, if it hears, then so be it. It is a hard thing, it is a painful thing, for I feel its birth. I feel that the Earth is inside of me. And I worry because I have no real control over the life and death of this child. This is why I'm sad. I'm sad because we are all one, and it is hard to stand back and not know whether your child is going to live or die. And although its death will be its birth, I know what that illusion, death, can do when the mind is weak. I pray, as we all do, for the peoples on Earth to hear, even if it's with their inner ear. We pray for each soul to awaken, and we stand ready for that split second when someone might turn around and see. That is why we are here, nothing more and nothing less. We are here as gods. But we are gods that grovel, and know the blessing and the love that we give and receive from those who step on us. Because we were them also. It only takes time, that illusion, time, to stand up and be gods to someone else. We pray for the earth, that you will be born. Soon, there will be many things, confusion. At the time, there will be much busyness, as it is called. At that time there will be false witness and false rumors, and those who want to play mischief with this most important time. I see all of this standing on the platform. I see this with my mate. It is pouring through me, which is why I am able to talk of it. For soon this knowledge will be closed. For those of us who still know the reality, there will be no miracles. Miracles are for the unfaithful. Miracles are tricks, tape ends, some material lost while another tape loaded in the recorder. And the ship just leaves. As it leaves, I wish you would take a look back now at the plane that you have just left. Can you look at this for me in the spiritual or in the physical realm and give me any kind of description? Is it in the same dimension as Earth? It is. Pause, it is hard. It is at least one vibrational level above Earth. Earth will, if it survives, it will go through a great change and will live through another birth. But that is where we are, because we are able to have such powers of mind that we can do these things with other planets in total harmony. This is something Earth will have to learn in its next phase. 186, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. It will be, as I remember from my past knowledge, a beautiful time. But it is still one level behind my level, for soon we will go through a birth also. But it is not such a hard one. Then in changing from one vibrational dimension to another, it is simply a matter of attunement, then? Yes. The one that I kept looking back to from that? He is on a different vibrational level. Even though you are in the same dimension? Yes. My teachers are at a higher vibrational level. And this is why they have a different glow about them? Yes. Now, can you reach that level? Now? Ever? Yes. Do you expect to attain that level at some time on the Earth plane? I can obtain it if I stay on the Earth plane, according to my own development and on my awareness of who I am. If this is what is asked of me, then I will do this. But I may not stay here on the Earth. It is up to the Infinite Creator. To my innermost soul. If my Infinite Creator. These things are not set, and no one knows the Infinite Creator. On the Earth plane, there will be an entity known as Jesus Christ. Yes, is he from a similar vibrational level as the people you have been talking about? Yes. Then Earth beings, when they reach that level, can also attain this level of vibration. 187, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, can they do it directly from the physical plane, or would they have to leave the physical plane and then come back? It is most possible to do it while on this plane. But it takes what I have been talking about. The dissolution of time and space. It is a mental process that is beyond everything that is known here. If he can achieve that, if he can achieve being able to dissolve completely, he will be of much higher vibrational level. And whether his task is to stay here and be an illumined one or to go on any other of the infinite levels where people exist, that is up to the Infinite Creator. Okay. Do you want to point out anything else, now, from this particular point? It is hard to explain, except that at this level, many planets. It is like the make or break level. It is a most unstable situation because there is the equality and the battle between the illusion of bad and good. It is not. It is erroneous to call it evil, that is why I say illusion. It is simply the remembrance in people of their earlier life, earlier vibrational plane, that is carried over, inherited, in the Earth itself. Which comes up on the other side of the higher vibrational that is most evident there also. It is a 2, like magnets, in each particle, in each person, in each molecule, that keeps them from becoming steadied and ready and quiet for birth. There are old, if I may call them that, old souls that only remember their more base vibrational level, and they add to the struggle. It is only after this level that things will be much easier. Two postscripts to this chapter. First, it may have occurred to you to wonder why we didn't have all five of the subject's regressions in this discussion. Unfortunately, neither Dee nor Jay have, up until this time, been hypnotizable. Secondly, I would like to give credit to Mr. Lawrence Allison, an excellent hypnotist who has spent many patient hours with me working on these cases. 188, Chapter 9 Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. A comprehensive study of far-out ufology would not be complete without the inclusion of the Doomsday Prophecies. A substantial portion of alleged UFO messages deal with coming drastic Earth changes, along the lines of the Edgar Case predictions. Included in the list of disasters are polar shifts, earthquakes, instantaneous and mass Kundalini experiences, divine revelation, total planetary transformation, and other items which should rival Saturday afternoon football for generating general interest. What condenses out of all this prophesied mayhem is a story of cycles. A good man to start telling this story is one of the contactees of the 50s, George Van Tassel. He reported numerous contacts with extraterrestrials, including a guided tour of a saucer of the type photographed by another early contactee, George Adamski. Van Tassel claimed telepathic contact with the UFOnauts both at a distance and in person. By the latter I mean that he claimed that the very normal-looking spaceman who accompanied him on the spaceship would answer his questions before he could verbalize them. George published information he had received from the Great Pyramid at Giza to a time machine he was building as a result of instructions from the space people. This time machine, which he called an Integratron, still sits in the Mojave Desert near Van Tassel's small airport at Giant Rock, California. He claims that the reason it won't work is that the space people have never come back and calibrated it for him. Needless to say, Van Tassel was never taken seriously by the bulk of the scientific community. I spent a week at Giant Rock in 1964 getting to know George and doing a little more detective work. Although I have no way of vouching for the validity of his claims, I can say that he displayed the characteristics of the people who were involved in my telepathic experiments, and was able to display the same type of seemingly telepathic response with which I had become quite familiar in that connection. At any rate, he is one of the classic contactees, and some of his material fits nicely into my theory of ufology. O mortals cast in density of form, I center the light to guide your way. My light is not seen by those who observe only the density of figure. 189, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. Neither can I violate the laws I have made in the wisdom of my eternal ways. I cannot but stay at rest with you, hoping that the best will reach for me, that I may bring your perception into the light. Man closes doors, man hides himself. He binds himself to possessions of dust, not realizing all is lost to him and lost to me. For only by the progression of thee do I progress. My parts are scattered throughout my boundless being. I move in many ways to fashion my completeness. Each part shall find the resurrection in me, though the time is recorded in the records lost in space. My eternity is only complete in the patience of myself in thee. And so I wait within, with the knowing that my beginnings never end. O man, in the ever-changing pattern of my thoughts I bring my creatures into being. In seeing motion all about, never doubt that I am there. For I am motion, change, and time, so that my rhyme of repetition may cycle all my parts. Your eyes reach out to see the stars, not realizing each has stars within. Though sin may barricade your way to me, change will be your sword to rend the veil, and I shall hail you in your victory over self. Though my time is naught to me, time to you is meant to be a gauge to register progression in my ways. Motion is the me in thee, O man, to manifest a change, so that in time you may escape the rhyme of rebirth repetitions and be timelessly the peaceful thought of me, eternally. 1. There are 12 densities in the system we occupy. Each of these is divided into 12 major cycles. Each major cycle is divided into 12 minor cycles. When a solar system moves out of one density into another, it is called a master cycle. The solar system that we are in is now in the arc between the third and fourth densities. For the planet Earth and this solar system, this is the time of times.